You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome. Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
You're really into that country.
I know.
I know.
Although I'm going to California soon, so I should get my Valley accent back.
Like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm like saying? A little vocal fry. That is such a turnoff when I hear people talk like that.
Drop the y'all.
Yeah.
Go back to, you know, you guys.
Do people ever comment on that you say dude a lot?
No.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm. They probably think it in their heads and they're like too nice over here to be like, that's weird.
Yeah. Is it? Because I do it too. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's not if you live in Southern California in a beach city your whole entire life. But
yeah. True. Big week around here.
Really?
Yeah. It is birthday week for the Fred.
Oh, right.
AKA Jeremiah, AKA the man
her
I'm married
husband.
To.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, birthday galore. You know, he did do something for your birthday this year.
Yeah, he's been really good. And so you would think I would be rejoicing over that because he's pretty much sucked for like 20 years prior. But he's been doing really good lately. And I am the one that totally dropped the ball. It was his birthday on Monday and he had to leave town. I didn't have a present for him.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, like I thought I was getting a pass because I was like, oh, well.
Well, he's leaving.
Yeah, he's leaving. Yeah. I'm like, we'll celebrate as soon, you know, when you get back. And I thought he would get back in a couple days and I'd bake a cake and have his gift. I'm trying to get him tickets to something and the tickets have not gone on sale yet. And so it's like, I have nothing else for him. You know, it was like just Father's Day, like 5 minutes ago. I gave him like good stuff for that.
You know what? You got to just, it's like a combo. You should just be like, it's a combo. Sorry. Like my anniversary is always by Father's Day. So I'm like, it's a combo deal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, so he's not on social media. So I talked to him and he's like, yep, just having dinner at the hotel by myself. I'm like, did anybody call you? He's like, not really.
No. Oh, man.
You know, I mean, that's what birthdays were like before we all got reminded of everyone's birthday.
That's so true.
You know?
So true.
So he's just sad. And then to top that, fucker came home early. So he's like, calls me and is like, yeah, I'm at the airport. I'll be home in 2 hours.
Oh,
so the house is a mess. I'm like doing all, I did not bake a cake. You know, I'm like, well, sorry. And then tonight, we can't do it either because I made plans actually to meet up with one of our friends from CrimeCon.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Joe the plumber and Kathy.
Is he really a plumber? I'm going to ask him. Joe is one of the funniest people I've ever met. Would you not agree?
I would agree.
And I feel like he likes to jerk people's chains a lot.
He is in. Okay. So you guys, let's just like go over Joe and Kathy really quick. We met them last year in Orlando and Joe comes with a new shirt every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Very like buttoned up, really nice, handsome guy. And then his shirts are like, you know, one day they had Mickey Mouse on them and another day they have like, you know, martini glasses. And so he's a real fun.
He's a real character. We fell in love with him because he would bring us coffee and he would pretend like he was like fanning out at us every time people walked up to our booth. Oh, yeah. He would be like, oh my gosh, you guys know them? They are so famous.
And then he doesn't go to any of the talks. He's just there to support his wife who's very into it.
Which, how cool is that?
I know. And so they have kids and she's like a Disney expert over there in the Orlando. And so she's coming to see Gretchie and take her kids to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Now. So I'm so excited. You're going to meet up with them and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Too bad it wasn't a week later.
I know, for real.
I would be there. So. Well, whatever. Do it by yourself. Fine.
Yeah. I like them so much. I'm going to brave Anaheim again. I was just there to visit you.
For me.
Yeah. Downtown Disney. Yeah, traffic and heat, you know, hot as balls.
Hot as balls, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But not as hot as Texas. Well, maybe it is actually as hot as Texas, like 96 here, but the humidity is a little bit stronger. Hopefully everybody survived that damn hurricane. I mean, that was kind of scary, not here in Dallas, but in Houston and surrounding areas. Did you hear about it?
I'm sure. Yeah, and I can't help but wonder, is the world changing? Or is it just that now that I'm old, I pay attention to the news?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of weather situations.
I mean, they do say that there is some climate changing. You've heard about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have. But I'm like, it's pretty intense, man.
But I do think that these things have happened. My parents were actually caught in a hurricane back in, I think, like the early 90s, and they were in Cancun. And so it's been happening for a while.
Yeah, it's not a real thing, but just like, yeah. You know, you're old when you start knowing about things like, you know, there's a ice freeze in North Dakota and shit. Like I let that like infiltrate my brain. And I worry about those people. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have something else terrible to talk about today. You want to hear it?
Yes. She told me earlier that she was that it was terrible. And I was like, oh, great, because next week's is pretty terrible, too. Sorry.
Sorry. In advance. Terrible in a good way.
Or not.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay.
A learning lesson, if you will.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A true crime, if you may. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do it. Today's episode all goes down in Viva Las Vegas, home of the world famous Palomino Club. I have been to a couple strip clubs in Vegas.
Oh, that's a strip club?
It is. Olympic Gardens.
Oh, Olympic Gardens is the one with the guys on top and the girls on the bottom, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's huge.
It's very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the type.
There's like the guys. I like that.
You're so funny. Yeah. I've never been to the Palomino.
Me neither.
I'd never even heard of it, actually. The Palomino, I have recently learned, is actually fascinating. It is the oldest strip club in Vegas. It opened in the year 1969, which I think is arguably the best year ever to have opened a stripping establishment.
Probably,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. The club was really the first of its kind in Las Vegas because it offered, and still does, both full nudity and alcohol. So the combination attracted visitors from all over for the club owner, Paul Perry. So I guess you could say nudie booty plus booze was the pro. Location, location, location was the con, even back in the early days. The club is located off the strip in the designated Old Town area of Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so Paul Perry, to combat this, began giving the cab drivers a kickback to bring people out to the club. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds like a smart business decision to me.
I think they still do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a lot about it. Over the next three decades, the Palomino grew in popularity and became uber successful, making Paul around $4 million a year, which is a lot now. And in the 90s was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no chump change.
Uh-huh. The Palomino became a celebrity pit stop, and Playboy magazine even did a spread dedicated to the women of the Palomino. Paul was living the dream when it all came crumbling down because his son, Jack, was temperamental and done killed a club employee at 3:40 a.m. in 1999, apparently because he thought the man was trying to buy the club for himself.
So he kills a guy because he thinks that he's buying the club underneath his dad.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
From what I've read, Jack had a substance abuse issue as well. Mm-hmm. And he ran pretty hot.
Okay.
Now, of course, on account of Jack's bad temper and not the poor victim of the shooting, the club was sold for reals, ironically. By the way, Jack Perry pled guilty and served 14 years. Now, after that unfortunate homicide, the club was sold to Luis Hidalgo, who was known to employees as Mr. H. Mr. H also employed his son to work for him at the Palomino Club. And just like Jack and Paul, it didn't work out well either. Let me tell you about it. First of all, they tried implementing male strippers. I think you're the only one that likes that.
Maybe.
I like the name. They called them the Palomino Stallions.
Okay.
Okay.
The Pal Stals.
I just can't imagine that male strippers are great for business. I mean, there are men out there that come home from the club having like maxed out their damn black card. I don't know any woman that is going to spend, not even you, who's going to spend perfectly good shopping money on a Palomino Stallion.
Listen, well, and it was it together? I mean, the thing with the Olympic Gardens is the guys are in like a totally different area. So, you know, I don't think men that are going to look at women necessarily want to see another man's junk.
Well, yeah.
No, separate?
I don't know for sure, but okay. I'm sure. The club is like 30,000 square feet, so it's a pretty big place.
Okay.
Well, that was not the only hiccup the Palomino suffered under the new ownership. The Olympic Gardens Club sued the Palomino Club because they didn't like their practice of conspiring with the cab drivers in town to divert customers. But, you know, giving the cabbies a kickback had been the Palomino's jam since, you know, in the 1970s. The lawsuit was eventually dropped, but there must have been some sort of agreement for them to quit bribing the cabbies. But the current owners, Mr. H and his son, little Luis, had heard that word on the street was that a man named Timothy T.J. Hadlin had been going around to the various clubs informing them that the Palomino had not quit giving cabbies kickbacks. T.J. Hadlin had worked at the Palomino as a doorman until recently. He had been a little bit fired for unknown reasons, but it's not hard to imagine Timothy might have felt compelled to talk some smack on his former employer. Mm-hmm. People do that when they lose their jobs from time to time. But on the other hand, I don't think we really know that T.J. had made it his mission to shit-talk the Palomino Club until they faced consequences or not. That was just the word on the street that the Hill Doggos had heard. What we do know for sure is that TJ was a 44-year-old father of four that was beloved by his children. Tim was the outdoorsy type, like real outdoorsy, and loved doing the camping thing. On May 19th, 2005, that's exactly what TJ was up to. A little camping trip at nearby Lake Mead. Now, despite being fired 2 weeks prior from the Palomino, he still had friends that were currently employed there, and one of them was D'Angelo Carroll. So, of course, when D'Angelo called up TJ and said, "Hey, buddy, where you at? I've got some weed with your name on it." TJ said, "Heck yeah, I'm out here with my girlfriend at Lake Mead, so let's meet up." Lake Mead is real close to Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
So TJ agreed to drive a little ways to meet D'Angelo. What, of course, TJ didn't know was that D'Angelo was not his friend at all, and he was up to no good. We know that because Mr. H, the big boss man at the Palomino, had given the order to his son, little Luis, to have him pay D'Angelo to kill TJ in order to shut him up about all the blabbing he was supposedly doing around town about the whole cabbies thing. So when D'Angelo informed his boss that TJ was camping at the moment with his girlfriend, he ordered him to shoot him if he showed up to the meeting alone. On the way to meet TJ, D'Angelo picked up two other Palomino employees who believed they were just getting picked up to do what they had always done in the past, which was to circulate flyers for the Palomino Club.
Yeah.
But there was another man D'Angelo picked up, and this man knew flyer circulating was not the main event on the agenda. His name was Kenneth Counts, and he went by the name Casey. Casey was a gang member from California who had a long list of charges involving firearms on his rap sheet. And on the night in question, he was again armed to fire. When the van full of the four men pulled up to the remote meeting location and they could see that Tim TJ had showed up alone, Casey slipped out the back of the van and snuck around to TJ and fatally shot him. The men in the van fled, but managed to leave behind a bunch of Palomino Club flyers at the scene. In the following hours, a 911 call came in to Vegas PD when TJ's body was discovered. When they arrived on scene, they knew this was a homicide situation, given that he was dead from a bullet wound and there was no gun to be found. TJ's car was still running and the lights were on. Detectives found his cell phone on the floorboard and looked at the last call he had received. Back at the station, they were able to piece together that TJ was a former employee of the Palomino Club and that the last call he received was from D'Angelo Carroll, who was a current employee. And along with the flyers, I mean, they are thinking the motivation for the murder might have something to do with Vegas's oldest stripping establishment.
Yeah.
So next stop, the Palomino. They spoke with Mr. H himself, and he gave them some dismissive sus vibes. When they asked him about his employee, D'Angelo Carroll, he informed them that he was scheduled to come into work that evening. So the detectives decided to have two officers wait for D'Angelo inside the club while two watched from the parking lot. Their thinking was that if they left and Mr. H got a chance to talk to D'Angelo before they did, then they might conspire together to come up with an alibi or D'Angelo might, you know, flee. So they staked him out.
I like a stakeout.
Yeah, I'm sure the officers in the club probably didn't mind the entertainment while they watched and waited, right?
You think that they're, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's a question we need to ask, like, our friends over there at the Shield.
I know. We need to get them on this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll work on that.
Okay. So just as Mr. H told the detectives earlier, D'Angelo reported for work that evening on time. As the detectives waiting in the parking lot watched him roll into the building, they took note that D'Angelo had got himself a haircut. He previously had longer hair, and when they saw him with a fresh short hair did, the detective's spidey senses went up, and they said to each other, you know what people like to be doing right after they commit a crime? Change their appearance.
Yeah, get a haircut, dye their hair. Maybe yeah. take a vacation.
Yeah, that too, for sure. They were looking at him sideways even before they got to questioning him, which he agreed to do down at the station. They started in with the, you know, why don't you tell us what you were up to last night? He mm-hmm. said he was home, and they said, so you were just home? Just home making some phone calls, right? And he said, yeah, just home making phone calls. And then they said, like, don't you mean you were out by Lake Mead? And at first he says, no, I was just home. But then they tell him his cell phone pinged off Lake Mead area cell phone tower mm-hmm. in the evening, which I'm not 100% sure that they actually confirmed that. Like, I think they okay. were just bluffing, you know how yeah. they do. But in any case, it worked.
So then he said, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because D'Angelo, he started to say, oh, well, I forgot I took a drive. And then, mm-hmm. you know, they cracked him and D'Angelo went on to spill his guts.
Yeah.
He told them TJ was killed because Mr. H had put a hit out on him. He told them he was not the shooter, but he knew who it was because he was in the van and so were two other guys. When he told them that the whole reason there was a hit out on TJ was because of the cabbie thing, the detective Spidey Sense told them this time D'Angelo was telling the truth because it was just too bananas of a story to be made up. So they let him go free because he promised them that he would get the other two witnesses to come in and corroborate his story. And those witnesses, the other two men that were in the van, did the very next day. So now there was the business of bringing in KC, the shooter. And this was where things got a bit tricky. Given that, remember, I told you how KC had a load of firearm charges on his record, they yes. felt the need to have the SWAT team assist them. They got a warrant for KC's residence and had SWAT ready to go when the lead detective got a call from D'Angelo, who had stayed in regular communication with him. You see, none of the players involved knew that D'Angelo had spilled the tea along with the other two guys in the van, right? You know, Mr. H, his son, they're all yeah. in the dark. So the police had D'Angelo and the other two men, you know, keep up business as usual. So Mr. H and his son, little Louise, and KC wouldn't get suspicious. I mean, you know, because that's who they wanted the most, the shooter and the ones who ordered the conspired hit.
Right.
So they had to really trust these guys not to, you know, crack under pressure. So they're in constant communication. So back to the call from D'Angelo to the head detective that happened right before they intended to execute the warrant with SWAT for KC. D'Angelo said, don't do it because KC's not home. He's across the street. So they had to call the judge and get another warrant for the across the street house.
Yeah.
yeah. They were able to do so. And when they did, KC did not come out willingly. He had dug himself into the attic and hid behind some ventilation.
What, like he thinks that they're not going to find him?
Yeah, that's what he was hoping for. Yeah, that's the only reason I would hide behind ventilation. That shit is toxic.
Totally, right?
yeah. like,
breathing in all those microfibers. Did he die of cancer? What?
Yeah. Screw that.
Listeners. Every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Thankfully, he was apprehended safely. When Kesey was brought down to the station, he did not feel like conversating one bit. He asked for a lawyer immediately.
Well, Kesey, that's like probably what you had been told to do. And what advise.
He sounds like he was not brand new to criminal activity, right? And knew that, yeah, less is more when it comes to being chatty. Mm-hmm. So still, little Louise and Mr. H did not know that Kesey was in custody, but they were concerned that police might be sniffing around a little. And so little Louise called D'Angelo and said he wanted to meet with him. So D'Angelo called up his detective buddy and says, like, oh shit, they want to meet with me. What do I do? For whatever reason, they sent D'Angelo to the meeting, but they didn't wire him up so they could hear what was going on live. Instead, they opted to plant a recording device on him so they could listen later. And they waited outside while he went in for his chat. The chat went down at a body shop that was another business that Mr. H owned. Mr. H was not at the meeting, but in addition to his son, someone else was there that was very close to him, his mistress.
Oh.
Annabelle Espindola had been banging Mr. H for the last 14 years.
Oh my God, 14 years?
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time to be a mistress.
Yeah.
Was she married too, or like she just didn't care about the lifestyle of?
She had met him at the age of 18. And she wasn't just his side boo. She was also a manager at the Palomino Club and his body shop.
Wow. Okay. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we've known people that have had a long time affairs also. So, yeah.
Yeah. So while detectives are watching the body shop from afar, D'Angelo goes in for his chat with Annabelle and little Louise and emerges 30 minutes later. When they listened to the tape, they found that they hit the jackpot with incriminating evidence. On the tape, you can hear them initially ask him repeatedly if he's wearing a wire. And he plays it off pretty well. He's like, fuck no, I'm just here because, you need to give me more money to give the other two guys to keep them quiet because they might be the ones that feel like talking and flipping on you.
Mm-hmm.
On the tape, their response was like, well, then just have Casey shoot them too.
Oh, God.
So damn ruthless.
Oh, my God.
They are also heard brainstorming, putting some rat poison in their Tangeray.
Oh, my gosh. This is like mob shit.
Just a reminder, we're talking about cabs. like it's going down over. It's so senseless. Yeah. So anyways, they're talking about the rat poison in the Tangeray, and Annabelle says, like, nah, death by rat poison takes too long.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably the wisest thing she said on that tape. Because I think that's true.
How does she know?
Maybe she watches a lot of Dateline.
Back then?
Yeah. Okay. On nights when Mr. H is with his wife.
True.
Dateline has been on forever.
I know. Okay,
this was in 2005. So the authorities felt that they had enough to bring Annabelle and little Louise down to the station, and both of them weren't feeling chatty either and asked immediately for lawyers.
Annabelle, what Annabelle needs to do is ask for an attorney and then turn on everybody.
Yeah, that is what she needed to do. But remember, I mean, banging him since she was 18, that will fuck you up. That will keep you a little too loyal.
Yeah.
Okay. A little too loyal for your own good, but we'll get back to that.
He's not loyal to her.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to get into it.
Okay.
Okay. So at this point, Annabelle and little Louise were charged with conspiracy to commit murder. And so was KC, in addition to murder with a deadly weapon. Now, the thing was, they really wanted, of course, Mr. H, but they just didn't have enough to tie him to the conspiracy. So he remained free. KC was tried first in 2008, and the prosecutors wanted the death penalty for the crime he had committed. So, I mean, it's like an extra serial situation.
Yeah.
Right? At his trial, the jury heard the statements given to the police by D'Angelo and the other two men in the van that placed KC as the shooter. They were also shown evidence that was found when they searched Casey's home. They found a bunch of like VIP Palomino cards.
Mm-hmm.
The cards had both D'Angelo's and Casey's fingerprints on them. So that like ties the two together. And so that wasn't looking so good for Casey. But his defense was that he was at home all night and he had multiple family members testify that he never left the house. They also argued that D'Angelo had given conflicting stories to the police about his account of the night's events, which is true. In his interrogation, he was, you know, a little scattered. Mm-hmm. The defense argued that Casey was never in the van at all. So the verdict came back and the jury found Casey guilty of conspiracy to commit murder, but he was acquitted of murder in the first degree. So the death penalty was no longer a possibility. He was sentenced to 8 to 20 years.
That's not that long.
It's not that long.
No.
He was paroled in 2020 after serving around 15 years. He is 49 as of today.
Oh my gosh. He's not even that old.
I know.
Where is he now? Well, the minister of the church?
he's not a minister of the church.
Come on.
Yeah. But he's around. He has a family. He has children and everything. Let's all just hope he's reformed.
Okay.
Okay. Now it was time to try Annabelle. And this time they had the very incriminating tapes. Like, you know, they didn't have that little single lock-in, nugget when they tried him. He wasn't on the tapes, right?
Right.
Saying that he did it. But now they have these incriminating tapes saying, can Casey kill the other men too? The state of Nevada's position was that Annabelle had acted as the broker between Mr. H and D'Angelo in the conspiracy to murder TJ Hadlands, and they wanted her to face the death penalty for that role. Doesn't that seem extra?
I would be like, I'll tell you everything.
Not that I'm condoning that, but holy shit.
Yes, and like the other guy gets 8 years in prison and
Well, they felt real bad about that.
go down to Chinatown and she needs to talk and say, let me make a deal.
Yeah.
Okay, should have said it before.
I know. Okay. So 3 years after she had been arrested and remained in custody, the state offered to take the death penalty off the table for her testimony against her boo, Mr. H. She was not easily persuaded because, like, you know, she'd been banging him since she was 18.
Not when she's in prison.
But eventually,
the D's not that good. I'm sorry, honey.
I know. With the advice of her attorney and, you know, 3 years in the clink, it had, you know, taken a toll. And she came to the realization finally that her love had bounds. And those bounds included not taking the death penalty. Right?
Good.
So she wasn't riding for her boo that hard. So she spilled it. Her story was that D'Angelo had approached her, Mr. H, and little Louise and told them that that TJ was out on the streets talking shit and it was probably costing them money. And that's when they concocted the savage plan to execute TJ. It really begs the question, like, was TJ really talking shit? Like, not that it matters either way. He certainly didn't deserve to die. But what does kind of matter is, like, D'Angelo had played it like he had been just taking orders from Mr. H.
Right.
The whole time, right? So Annabelle also stated that when the men returned that night after committing the murder, Mr. H ordered her to pay D'Angelo $5,000 from the safe for the hit. So, I mean, that did incriminate him, and that statement was exactly what they needed to take Mr. H down. How giving that statement ended up shaking out for her was a reduced charge of voluntary manslaughter with a deadly weapon, which she pled guilty to and was sentenced to 4 to 12 years.
Okay, that's smart on her part.
Mr. H was arrested after Annabelle's statement, and both him and little Louise were tried together. They shared a lawyer, a man by the name of Dominic Gentile. He gave good defense, Tab. He objected to everything. He was one of those real entertaining type lawyers.
I like those.
Like a Garagos or Johnny Cochran or something. Yeah. He tore apart all the incriminating statements, but in the end, it wasn't enough. And in February 2009, both men were found guilty and sentenced 20 to life. So last but not least is, how did this shake out for D'Angelo? In the 4 years since the murder had happened, he had not been able to come to an agreeable plea deal with the state despite all his cooperation. So he faced a jury of his peers in 2010 and,
life.
No surprise, prosecutors asked for the death penalty.
Oh, okay.
But ultimately, what ended up happening was him being sentenced to 43 to life with the possibility of parole in 2025. So right around the corner.
Coming up.
Annabelle was released after serving 4 years.
Okay.
She is 52 years old now and has assimilated back in society. Mr. H died at the age of 68 in prison in 2019. His son, little Luis, has not been paroled yet. I don't know if he ever will be, but for now, at the age of 42, he is still listed as an inmate at the Lovelock Correctional Facility in Nevada.
Okay.
As for D'Angelo, he is now 43 and is still serving his sentence at another Nevada prison, the High Desert State Prison.
Okay.
Okay, now I know what you're thinking. What happened to the oldest damn strip club in Las Vegas, the Palomino Club?
Still there, you told me.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is pretty interesting, okay? When Mr. H went to prison, he sold the club to his attorney, Dominic Gentile, as payment for his legal fees.
Yeah. So he still owns it?
Okay. Guess what? No. Guess what he did with it?
Sold it.
He gave it to his damn son. Adam. This is the third.
That's okay.
Father, son.
And it's still going.
Okay, let's hope third time father son ownership changing hands is the charm and not another senseless fatality.
I know, my gosh.
Okay, so far so good, it appears. The world with a subscription to Playboy TV back in the day, or 2009, got a peek into the life of the daily drama of the Gentile family with their newfound ownership of the club, because they were featured in a reality show centered around them that aired for one season. It was called The King of Clubs.
Okay. Did you watch it?
I couldn't find anywhere to watch a whole episode. It was only on the Playboy channel.
Oh, okay.
But there is like a 10-minute reel of the show on YouTube. So, you know, obviously I watched that.
Yeah.
I loved seeing, you know, like the costumes that the women wear. I mean, that part of it like looks like so glamorous, right? They had like a carnival, you know, night. Like they're doing all this like fun stuff, right? But aside from all the costumes, the show looked pretty cheesy, even by my low standards. Which is maybe why it only ran for one season.
Did you start watching The Traitors yet?
No.
On Peacock?
No.
You have to watch it so we could talk about it.
Okay, I will watch it. Okay. I am impressed that the Palomino Club has still maintained its license to be fully nude and serve alcohol after all these years.
Yeah.
I guess they have been able to do so because of some grandfathered,
That's what I was thinking.
Nevada
like
clause.
Been, like,
yeah.
Long time.
Oh, yeah. Vegas banned the fully nude alcohol combination in 1999. Mm. So, yeah. So they're the only one. Adam Gentile is still the owner, and getting people there appears to still be the name of the game, right? So smartly, when you go on the club's website, you can fill out a form and get yourself some free transportation.
That is smart.
That is smart. They have like real like fancy looking like pink and black vans that will come and pick you up. They'll pick your ass up. That is very smart. Okay. So the business appears to be doing well still. As for Adam, based on a little web sleuthing, he is living large. And I would just like to end with my condolences to TJ Hadlin's family. His murder was so beyond senseless, and they did not get the justice they deserved. And that's not fair. It's just very sad.
Very sad. So that is unfortunate. So yeah, that is a crazy case. If you guys want to hear more cases and more about us, on Thursdays, we are doing extra episodes. If you listen on Apple, it's the Clink Clink Club. And if you listen on Spotify, you can look for Housewives of True Crime bonus content. And if you don't listen on either of those platforms, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And there you can also get different levels. You can get swag, you can get stickers, and those are going out soon. So get on it while I'm on it. I'm very into business side of things these days.
I love it.
Also, we have a new sponsor. This is not an ad, but I did use it today. That Beverly Hills MD.
I used it today too.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So it's this wrinkle filler.
Yeah.
That
I used it because I'm in between. I'm overdue for the tox.
Yes. Okay. So if you don't do Botox, or you do Botox, but you're in between, or you have these like really deep set wrinkles that, you know, sometimes Botox just won't get those. This is like this little filler that you put on and it kind of fills in the wrinkle.
Yeah.
And you put the makeup on top. Yeah. You let it dry and then you put the makeup on top. It's like kind of genius.
Yeah.
I was really into it. The other one is the Hero Bread. I'm still really into that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm getting the croissants next. I'm like,
oh yeah, I got that email.
Oh my gosh. Croissants are coming. Yeah. Yes. I was like, sign me up for a damn croissant with one carb. And our product, which will help us personally, is Five Crimes. And that is the best like creams and lotions and tanning drops. If you, like I just said on our Patreon this last week, if you don't want to tan your face in the summer or your body, like the tanning drops are amazing. It gives you that summer glow without actually getting any sun damage. So get those at fivecrimes.com, fivecrimes.com. And I think that's it, Gretchy Poo.
Okay. Clink,
so,
clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.